This issue of fraud and abuse in our Medicare and Medicaid system is something that has become a national scandal. And as we talk about ways in which we might improve our overall health care system in our country, there's no question that addressing this issue is at the cornerstone of improving the health care system for all Americans. Americans expect their government to be good stewards of the dollars that they pay in taxes, and since almost all of us in this room will someday rely on Medicare for our health care, so it is something in which all of us have indeed a very personal stake, if not only a governmental stake. One of the greatest threats to our nation's health care safety net programs like Medicare and Medicaid is fraud and abuse, and both programs have seen more than their share of this. Authorities estimate that health care fraud costs taxpayers more than $60 billion a year. This fraud perpetrated against Medicare diverts resources that are supposed to finance health care for 43 million American seniors and disabled. This fact hurts Medicare beneficiaries, the legitimate businesses that serve these patients, and really every taxpayer. I regret to say that my home state of Florida has a large number of criminals involved in Medicare fraud, and some of the most egregious cases are in South Florida. An example that Mr. Acosta, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, who is one of our four witnesses, recounted to me is that of a woman who noticed on her Medicare statement a series of $10,000 Medicare payments for artificial knees, ankles, a glass eye, and a wheelchair, among other things. The truth is that she was completely healthy, and in fact, someone was billing Medicare using her stolen Medicare number. This is why Senator John Cornyn and I introduced the Seniors and Taxpayers Obligation Protection, or STOP Act. I'm pleased to say that Senator Collins has also joined this bill, and I believe there's a few other senators who joined with us in that as well. Our bill safeguards Medicare beneficiaries. Indication from those who would use it to fraudulently bill Medicare helps providers assure that Medicare isn't billed for items that they did not prescribe, and focuses on real-time fraud prevention and detection. This legislation will help stop Medicare fraud before it starts, rather than continue the current practice of pay and chase.
I began this healthcare fraud effort in 2006 because I was absolutely disgusted by the levels of healthcare fraud that I found in South Florida. And we'll continue to prosecute these cases and we'll continue these efforts. But I want to make some important points. First, this is not just a South Florida problem. Senator Martinez pointed to some numbers regarding South Florida, but in part because we are doing so much, the problems have been identified in South Florida. The strike forces are being set up based on the South Florida model in other cities around the nation. Two cities are or will be hosting strike forces. And so whatever changes should be made should be systemic and go beyond South Florida. Secondly, as a prosecutor, I want to put emphasis on a point that is to some extent contrary to my interests as a prosecutor, but is important to the nation. Prosecutions are not the solution. The best way by far to prevent fraud in the first place is to improve the rules of the road. In other words, to implement systemic changes at CMS that are designed to ensure rapid payment as is appropriate, yet at the same time identify and deny fraudulent bills.